The time is 6 p.m., and this is 90.7 KBOO FM.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from the Radio Cab Foundation, presenting its second annual benefit golf tournament, Saturday, July 8th, 9:30 a.m. at Heron Lakes Golf Course. Proceeds go to assist hospitalized children and disadvantaged families in the metro area. Registration and prize information at radiocabcares.org.
The program has also been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay and Lesbian Community Yellow Pages, providing a wide array of gay-friendly business listings. More information at 503-230-7701 or www.pdxgayyellowpages.com. Welcome to Out Loud, your only source for locally produced radio serving the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and lesbian community. This is also known as KBOO's Queer News and Public Affairs Show. We are always recruiting volunteers to help create this show. If you are interested in getting involved or you would like us to announce your upcoming event, the best way is to email us at kbooutloud@yahoo.com. We love hearing from our listeners. Tonight's guests are folks from Brothers and Brothers, but before we get to our guests, here is Carla with a few announcements.
Thank you, Ajwa. Portland City Hall celebrates Queer Pride Month with an exhibit of queer artists June 1st through June 30th. This queer art show is a milestone event since it will be the first LGBTQ open house in City Hall. The opening night coincides with June's first Thursday event downtown, and an opening reception will be held from 5 until 7 p.m. June 1st at City Hall, located at 1220 Southwest 4th Avenue. Equal Rights Washington is inviting everyone who cares about equal rights in Washington State to get involved with their plans to address the potential referendum and initiative that may be on the ballot in November, as well as the current court case regarding marriage in the state of Washington. Equal Rights Washington wants to learn more about the GLBTQ community around the state. You can go to www.equalrightswashington.org to learn more and to share your stories. You are invited to an author reading and amazing variety show at In Other Words Bookstore. Local resident Ariel Gore discusses her new book, The Traveling Death and Resurrection Show, at 7 p.m. next Wednesday, May 31st, at In Other Words Bookstore, which is located at 8 Northeast Killingsworth Street. Ariel Gore will be accompanied by musicians and a puppeteer. You can call 503-232-6003 for more information, or you can also go to www.inotherwords.org. And now here is Ajwa and some folks from Brother to Brother.
Thank you for that, Carla. Yes, good evening. You are listening to Out Loud, KBOO's Queer News and Public Affairs Show. And in our studio with us today is Daryl Moak, Executive Director of Brother to Brother Portland. And he's here to talk to us about some of the upcoming events with Brother to Brother. But Daryl, before you tell us about some of the upcoming events, why don't you, for those listeners who might not be familiar with the organization, just briefly tell us who you are.
Brother to Brother is a support and advocacy organization serving primarily the African-American gay and bisexual male community. our friends and our family. So we produce a HIV prevention program. We produce a services for African-American people living with HIV and AIDS, regardless of their gender or their sexuality. And we also have a youth program, a monthly social networking for gay and lesbian, bisexuals, transgendered, queer community members once a month on Sunday, first Sundays. And also we have Portland Black Pride, which is our annual event, and that's our largest event that we're most proud of as well.
And there's been a little name change with that, hasn't there?
Well, Portland Black Pride every year does a theme, and so this year we are focusing our energies around the concept of End the Life. So we're calling it End the Life Portland Black Pride. Uh-huh. It's our fifth year anniversary celebration, and End the Life is a historical reference to the black gay community that was stemming from a phrase that was developed around the 1920s during the Harlem Renaissance period.
Okay. Now, you mentioned Black Pride was coming up. What are the dates for Black Pride, and what are some of the things that are going to be happening? Will be happening in conjunction with that.
Great. The dates this year, we actually have a long span of events. We began on June 10th. And our final event will be on June 19th. On June 10th, we have a hip-hop youth white party that's sponsored by House of Mocha, which is our HIV prevention program. And so it's for ages 16 and up, and it's going to be held actually at the Q Center. And so it's going to be a great opportunity for folks to come out and hang out and dance and have a great time with our young folk in the community. And they're going to have a ball, and they're planning it all. They've got all kinds of things planned for that event. So it's going to be a great time. On Monday, the 12th, we have the Black Film Festival, and we'll be screening two films. One is called Just Between Us, which is a documentary on the history and the current affairs in the black gay community, as well as a feature film, which is a psychological thriller and romantic kind of film. It's called Black Aura on an Angel, and it centers around two black lesbians and their relationship. So we've got that. On Wednesday, we have a community forum, Healing the Beloved Community, and we'll be addressing issues that relate to the black gay community and the black community as a whole, and finding ways to build better relationships within the black community as a whole. So we'll talk about healthcare disparities, HIV and AIDS. We'll talk about same-sex relationship and marriage equality, and the infamous DL will be part of that conversation as well, which
and
means
DL.
Down low.
Yeah, okay.
And
yeah.
On Thursday, we have another community forum which deals with internalized homophobia and the external factors that affect it. And so we'll be talking about black community and the issues around internalized homophobia. And later that evening, we have a wonderful performance by a performance troupe out of Atlanta, Georgia, called the Adoti Muse. And they'll be performing their spoken word artist group, and they're going to be performing their show, Everything Must Go, Late Night Garage Sale, on Thursday.
Yeah, and you're also going to have another guest, Ms. Fontaine.
Ms. Fontaine. She's an entertainer from London, and she's also going to be a part of the panel discussion on Thursday, and she's going to perform. We're having a concert on our blackout party, so she will perform along with another entertainer, Anthony Antoine, and Courtney Capri Dove will be hosting that event along with several other of our female and trans community entertainers that evening as well, and then we'll have a DJ, and it'll be at Red Cap.
Oh, that's great. I believe we have Ms. Fontaine on the phone with us now. Hello?
That's nice.
Hello, Ms. Fontaine?
Hi, Portland.
Hi.
Thanks. Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for joining us on Out Loud.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
We understand you're going to be at the Black Pride event happening here. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing.
I'm the first ever out lesbian rapper from the UK and Europe, and I'll be performing live at the Black Pride event, headlining, so I'm looking forward to it. Wow. I hope Portland's ready for me.
Well, I think we are. That's pretty great, being the first out lesbian rapper in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So what has that been like? What kind of response have you gotten being the first?
It's up and down. It's nothing is ever easy. You know, society is never ready for change. So as the first black female rapper from the lesbian community, it's hard for the ethnic the straight ethnic community to accept me as a out and proud lesbian in the hip hop game. So as for the gay community, everybody else is fine with it. You know, so it's fun. It's fun, you know, playing off both off of each other. It's cool.
So how long have you been rapping?
About 4 or 5 years now.
And is that
about 4 or 5 years?
Yeah. And is that your main thing right now? That the way you is that the way you support yourself, or do you have a night job?
Music is my full time. It's my full time job.
Uh-huh.
It's always been for the last 4 or 5 years. And I've been, you know, in closets for at least 2 years now, pretending to be someone I wasn't until I decided that one day that I'm really just not gonna deal with that anymore. I'm not gonna pretend to be someone that I'm not.
And so, I imagine your lyrics have changed as a result of that change in attitude?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I wonder if we could get a little taste of what you'll be.
Do you know Missy Elliott's Pass That Dutch? Do you remember that?
Vaguely, yeah.
Well, I did a remix of that called Pass That Crutch.
Oh.
And a lot of people here, they really focus on that track. And they asked me if Missy Elliott is one of my biggest influences, and I said yeah, because you know I look up to her a lot. And they asked me whether or not she's a lesbian, and really I can't answer that. I said to them, well, to be honest with you, I don't really know until I try it.
Yeah.
You know, I can't until I you know taste the pudding. I can't really say whether the pie is nice.
Well, I heard that. And I'm glad you said it, because I was about to say, you know, you said you look up to her, and I was just going to sort of ask, well, from what position do you look up to her? But we're not going to go there. I think it's too early in the day to talk like that on public radio. But anyway, so a few rhymes for us, maybe?
A few lyrics. I get down, baby boo, anytime you need me. Your body is the food, so come and feed me. Please me, take my hand and lead me to sexual heights all night if need be. Cause Fontaine flexes the lesbians and sex and them straight down begins to go. Put your head between my thighs and I wanna feel your temperature rise. I won't hold back, your kitty cat is fast, ready for my fingers, digging you like that. I won't play around when you're ready, turn you around, grab your hips and hold you steady, doggy style. From the morning till the fall of night, I'll be licking on your clit if you're doing it right. My pleasure principle is coming at ya. Fontaine is in the house, I'm gonna blast ya. Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
Woohoo. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that. That was great. I can't wait to hear you live and in person.
Thank you. I've been warned that that Portland is very lesbian orientated, and I must be very careful of my explicitness.
Oh, really? I'm not quite sure how to interpret that. I know for one thing, when I came, I had to definitely adjust my gaydar, because it seemed like all the women here were lesbians. So.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm heading to the right place then.
That's right. Well, Ms. Fontaine, I want to thank you for being with us on the Out Loud show today. And again, I look forward to meeting you when you come to town.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
All right.
And when you get here.
I'll see you guys very soon.
Absolutely.
All right. Great.
Take care.
All right. Have a good day.
You thanks. Too. See you when you get here.
Okie dokie. Bye.
Bye. You're listening to Out Loud, KPBS Queer News and Public Affairs Show, and we just had on the line with us Ms. Fontaine, the first openly out
black lesbian
rapper in the UK. So you heard it here first. Yes. You got a taste. So hopefully that gets you excited about coming out to some of the events, the Black Pride events that are coming up this June 10th through
19th.
19th.
And that's just a sample of what we're really trying to do to really build the work that Stephen Herrera and other folks had founded when they started doing Black Pride several years ago. And we wanted to continue to grow on that legacy and on the hard work that so many people in this community had pulled together to make happen for Black Pride. And so we want to do that. And we also want to begin to represent ourselves as a part of the Black community as a whole. Mm-hmm. And we want to continue the dialogues with our families and our friends to say, you know, we're here and we're a part of the family, we're a part of the community, and we're going to be involved with the community and the things that are affecting us in our lives. And so this this performer and Anthony Antoine, Adodi Muse, and some of the guests that we'll have from the National Black Justice Coalition and from the International Federation of Black Prides and other places are coming to support that and to help us to become a part of not only just the Portland Black community, but the global Black gay community and the Black community as a whole. So we're really, really working really hard. So we're hoping people are going to come out. Most of our events are free. Mm-hmm. The only event that we're charging for, actually we're charging for the hip-hop white party, the youth party, and we're also charging for the blackout party and concert. And that's because we've got the entertainers coming from London and from Atlanta, and the entertainers that are here local, our wonderful members hosted by Courtney Capri Dove. It's going to be a great show. I think it's been great the last 4 years, and we promise that we're not going to disappoint you this year.
Well, that sounds great. It sounds like a real well-rounded event. And we've had, in the interim, a couple of other guests join us from Brother to Brother, Courtney Capri Love, and
Carlos Petrie Freeman.
Oh, Carlos. Thank you both for being with us. And now, Courtney, you're involved with MOCA and the White Party, and tell me a little bit about that.
All right. Well, MOCA is Men of Color Healthy and Aware, and basically that is a HIV prevention program that targets African-American young men between the ages of 16 and 26. We do lots of different activities, and we have socials and what we call M groups, and they're basically empowerment groups that focus on HIV, STDs, and how it is to be African American gay in this Northwest community.
And if someone was interested in getting involved with MOCA, mm-hmm. how could they contact you?
They can contact Brother to Brother at 503-417-7994 or 7991.
Great, that's great. And Carlos Petrie Freeman, you are part of Brother to Brother. What's your role in this year's events?
Well, I am covering wherever they need me, but primarily I'm working with organizing this year's parade, working with acquiring Miss Fontaine.
Who you just heard.
I'm also working on fundraising. I want to bring that up. I think that's important, if none of my colleagues have brought that up, because that's an area that we're in always in continual workings with. So if anybody's out there that's interested in supporting Portland Black Pride, we urge you to call our office, email us, go to our website. I think all those resources will get you to us, and your contribution will be greatly appreciated.
And so give us the number again and the website if they wanted to contact you by website.
The Brother Brother number is 503-417-7991, or they can go to brotobropdx.org.
All right, great. And you're listening to Out Loud, KBOO's Queer News and Public Affairs Show, and our guests today are from Brother to Brother, and they're telling us about their upcoming Black Pride events, and as part of those events, there's a spoken word group that's going to be performing. And
the Adodi Muse.
Yeah, and we have a sample of their work that we'd like to play for you now, if we can get that out.
To pick up the Super NyQuil you asked for. But damn, man, NyQuil's strong, but I don't think NyQuil's going to take care of the 20 pounds missing from your bones, gone since last I saw you only a month ago. What's wrong with this picture? Baby, can we talk? Because I thought you only needed a friend to swing by, you know, to help nurse a little witty cold like Mama used to do. Come here, Poo-Poo. Oh, Poo not feeling well? Take a little bit of this and make Poo-Poo all okay. Now after some stifled but healing laughs, stirring a few reruns of the Jeffersons, you sleep it off. I'm gone. Job is done. Job is done. Uh-uh. Well, now, there's not something you're leaving out now, is it? Then while the tear... Baby, when was the last time you were tested? You think it was a year ago? Let me rephrase the question. Baby, what was the result of your last test? Negative. Oh, now you think it's 2 years ago. Suddenly, I realized that we weren't alone. A present stick. Thicker than that yellowish-greenish stuff that he hawked up in. Strong. Stronger than the odor of a brother too weak to bathe himself for the past week, made itself known in the room. Hey, Denial, how you doing? Oh, no, go ahead, come on in, have a seat. Can I get you something to drink? Oh, I'm so sick of seeing his ass. Oh, nothing, I was just wondering if you pay rent in all of these homes you frequent. I tried to ignore his presence. Baby, I think we need to get you to the doctor, maybe even the hospital.
Man, please. Ain't nothing wrong with me. Mama called, told me to take some honey and lemon in the morning, garlic in the evening, soup and NyQuil. Flu be gone.
Flu be gone. Flu be gone.
Flu. For the fifth time this year kind of flu. For the past 4 weeks kind of flu. Denial, I thought I told you to sit your ass down, not say a word. My friend climbed into his bed. His underweight, undernourished body climbed undercover. Lost alongside years of oppression, homophobia, hypocrisy, body fluid exchanges, some in the very spot he lay. Of course, it plays no part in the flu he has today. It's kind of sad and it makes you want to cry. But if you do, I'd say... Where was that tear when his father beat his ass and told him, boy, if you don't straighten up that walk, I killed you? And where was that tear when he looked outside his door for someone to look like him and to feel like him? And of course there was no one, so it meant he was alone and invisible. So what does it matter if he dies anyway? And where was that tear when Baird Rustin, who organized that march on Washington, Martin Luther King's right-hand man, was written out of the history books in history, all because he was black and gay? And you don't even know who the hell I'm talking about now, do you? And where was that tear? Where was that tear when it was him and me and all of those social structures that fucked him raw each and every night crept into his bloodstream and now holds both of us tight as he cried? And boy, did he cry. And yeah, I cried. But I couldn't let him see the tears in my eyes, and we cried. We cried. 'Cause there's no sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head fever so you can rest kind of medicine is ever going to take care of this. There's no annual shot that makes you immune to the shit you got. And I broke it down for him and for me and now for you, just in case Denial is ever in your home and has you thinking you got the flu. Boo. Boo. This ain't the flu.
All right, that was a sample of spoken word from the group...
The Adoti Muse, a gay Negro ensemble.
And they'll be performing at this year's Black Pride on what day?
Thursday night at 8 p.m. at Portland Community College Cascade Campus.
Okay. And you have a whole weekend full of events. So that's Thursday night. Then Friday night...
Friday night, we have a spoken word performance titled... A spoken word performance titled Soulfuril Lounge. That's led by Amanda, by one of our committee members. There's also Kathy Thompson, Rochelle D, Xavier, and Keisha Jones. And we'll also make the mic available to the audience if some of you would like to come and participate. And that's going to be at The Crush at 1400 Southeast Morrison.
All right. Okay. So that's Friday night's event. Now how about Saturday?
Saturday, we will have our blackout party, and that will be at the Red Cap on 11th and Stark. We have featured entertainers locally who are female impersonators, Misha Peru, Pebbles Campbell Starr, myself, Courtney Capri Dove, and Essential Rains Dove. And that's just, you know, the tip of the iceberg. There's more to come.
Now, are the two doves related?
Yes, that's my granddaughter.
A family show. That's great. All right, now we're all the way up to Sunday, the events of Black Pride. What's going to be happening then?
Well, Sunday is the parade. I know everybody knows about that. Black Pride is going to present a float.
A float.
Can you believe
that? Wow.
And, Ms. Fontaine, I believe Anthony Antoine, possibly, but Ms. Fontaine will do a live performance along the parade route.
Wow.
With Brother and our Black Pride contingent. And we also would like to ask for volunteers to help build this float. Maybe some of the creative minds out in the community might have an interest in putting their creative touch to this project.
Creative folks and folks who work quickly, because we're about, what, three weeks away?
Yes, 3 weeks away. But we can do it. So if you call the Brother to Brother office or email Brother to Brother, we will get in touch with you and immediately and put your talent to work.
That's great. Anything else happening Sunday? Are you going to have a booth or on both days?
Both on Saturday and Sunday, we'll have a booth at the waterfront.
Uh-huh.
And we've been supported throughout the year by Pride Northwest, so we're really excited to continue that partnership with them and be there with them in the work they're doing. And on Sunday also, we'll have our annual barbecue, and we're calling it's a family affair. So bring your families, bring your children, bring your friends, bring everybody. Come out, and we'll have a great time in Wallace Park.
You won't
want
to miss it.
We're going to be in Wallace Park, so people can stay in the area and go from the waterfront to Wallace Park and back over to the block party that is going to be sponsored by Boxes Red Cap. That Anthony Antoine will actually be opening for Ultra Nute for that performance as well. And then on Monday, we have our skate party with Pride Northwest at Oaks Park.
Wow, that sounds great. It sounds quite a lineup. There's something for everyone in that. And so I really encourage our listeners to come out and participate. It's open to all.
To everyone.
And you're welcomed enthusiastically.
Yes.
I know. And so just one more time again, way to contact if folks are interested in getting a calendar of events or volunteering for the Black Pride event.
They can call us at the office at 503-417-7991. They can visit us on the web at www.bro2bropdx.org. And also, in the next few days, they'll be able to go to www.pdxblackpride.info. And so they'll be able to get that information directly as well. We've got a host of supporters and sponsors. Our events are sponsored by the National Black Justice Coalition, the Equity Foundation, and others as well. And so we're really excited about it. It's going to be just a great time. It's going to be awesome. It's a great time to be out in Portland and to do great things with ourselves as a community, as family, as friends, and just to share the love and spread the joy around and just kind of, make a splash for ourselves.
And if you want to volunteer to help put the float together, you can specifically call 503-282-7700 or email me at pdxblackpride2006@myway.com.
And we're looking for volunteers for all of our events, actually. And Courtney?
There is an opportunity for any youth that would like to volunteer. We still are in need of a couple or maybe five people who would like to model. There's a fashion show that's going to happen at the White Party, and we just need five more people. So if you want to get in touch with a person, you can get in touch with me or Austin Manyweather, and our contact numbers are 503-993-9280, or you can reach us at the office, which is 503-417-7991.
And we do have some very good specials for people who volunteer with us.
All right, that sounds good. Well, listeners, you have your charge. There's several ways to be involved. I want to thank our guests for being here with us tonight, Brother to Brother. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And tune in to Out Loud in 2 weeks on June 13th to hear all about Pride events for the Portland metropolitan area and from around the state. We'll also have a local filmmaker as our special guest with a movie ticket giveaway. Out Loud is produced by the Queer Boo Collective. We are in need of volunteers to make this show happen. Do you want to get involved? Contact us at kbooutloud@yahoo.com. And by the way, KBOO will also be marching in the Pride Parade. Look for us in the parade on Sunday, June 19th. I want to give a huge thanks to Ajua for all of her work and valuable contributions to Out Loud. This is possibly her last show with KBOO. Have a great life in Buffalo, Ajua. Call us anytime. Until next time, be proud and live out loud.